This call is now being recorded.
Good morning, everyone. This is Toni Laudenbeck of Traders News Source. I have Cuong Do, CEO of BioVie, on the line. BioVie Incorporated trades on NASDAQ Exchange under ticker symbol BIVI. We appreciate you taking some of your time to answer our questions this morning. Would you like to say hello to everyone?
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Toni. Thank you so much for taking some time with me today.
Surely. Well, we appreciate you giving us your time to answer our questions, so we'll just go ahead and get started. Could you first please give us a brief overview of your company?
BioVie is a clinical stage company developing innovative therapies to overcome unmet medical needs in chronic debilitating conditions. We're currently developing NE3107 for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases, and our BIV201 is being developed to treat ascites.
Thank you. So BioVie recently released top-line data from clinical trials underway for NE3107. Can you briefly review the new data for each clinical trial?
We recently completed two separate phase two trials for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and we had three major findings. Firstly, we supported an investigator-sponsored trial that assessed NE3107 in MCI and mild Alzheimer's patients. This was an exploratory study designed to see NE3107's impact on various biomarkers and imaging scans. We found that patients treated with 3107 for 3 months experienced a reversal of their cognitive decline and saw enhanced cognition. This cognitive enhancement is very different from what was observed by other drugs, which only showed a slowing of the cognitive decline. We also saw patients see a reduction of their phospho-tau level, which is a biomarker of great interest to Alzheimer's researchers, and a vast majority of patients with abnormal MRI scans before treatment saw scan improvements in a manner that's correlated to cognitive improvements. Secondly, in our Parkinson's trial, we assessed patients' motor abilities using something called the Parkinson's Disease Rating Scale before treatment and at various times over the course of the study. After 28 days of treatment, we found that patients treated with NE3107 plus levodopa experienced a 3-point superiority on their motor score compared to those patients treated with levodopa alone. This is considered to be a clinically meaningful difference. Furthermore, we saw patients who are less than 70 years old, presumably who have less disease progression, saw a 6-point difference. This is a huge margin in the world of Parkinson's. And thirdly, most surprisingly, we found that NE3107 had an impact on reversing the biological aging process. Blood samples from the Alzheimer's trial were sent for an assessment to measure something called the DNA methylation skin blood clock, which is a measure of our biological age. We found a 3.3-year reduction of the biological clock after being treated with NE3107 for 3 months.
Okay. Now, would you please update our readers as to the next steps in each NE3107 clinical trial?
In Alzheimer's, our potentially pivotal phase 3 trial is well underway and is expected to read out in third quarter of 2023. That's the trial that everyone's really looking forward to in the Alzheimer's world. In Parkinson's, we will advance the planning for a phase 3 study design for discussions with the FDA. We expect these trials to be relatively short, most likely 3 months with a possible extension to 6 months. And in aging, we will seek collaborations with parties who are experts in the study of aging to explore where we should seek to explore how NE3107 could play a role as it may be the first drug candidate that may affect the aging process.
Very good. The new top-line data seems to be positive, but some investors feel that the results weren't positive enough. What's your perspective on that?
I can somewhat understand that. We have positive data from phase 2 trials that now allow us to advance to phase 3. But everybody wants the phase 3 data, since that's the only thing that matters to the FDA regarding approval and commercialization, right? So everybody wants the final results. We're not quite there yet. But our recent findings are very significant steps in the right direction, as it gives us human proof of concept. It allows us to quantify the magnitude of therapeutic impact and power the phase 3 studies that we need to obtain statistical significance and for FDA submissions.
All right, thank you. Moving on, in your AD study, you indicate that NE3107 appears to impact biomarkers of aging-related disease states. Was that an expected result, and could you elaborate more on that?
This was an exploratory biomarker study, so we wanted to go and see how NE3107 could affect various biomarkers. We had a hypothesis that this may happen, but we didn't know what would happen. Right? So for context, everything in our body is encoded by our genes and our DNA. But we also know that our behavior of things such as diet and exercise, as well as our environment, also affect the aging process. Right? Epigenetics is the study of how non-genetic factors interact with our genes to affect our body and the aging process. A leading authority in this field is Dr. Stephen Horvath from UCLA, who created the Horvath DNA methylation blood skin clock to measure our biological age, which may differ from how old we are. In the trial, we collected blood samples before and after treatment, and we had Dr. Horvath's team analyze the samples. His team found that 3 months of treatment with NE3107 reduced the blood skin age by 3.3 years. Now, we are still very early in our understanding of what this means, but we believe that NE3107 may be the first drug candidate that may affect our biological aging process such as this. And we look forward to collaborating with others to explore fully this potential.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you. Treatments for neurological and neurodegenerative disorders represent a large potential market, and there are many companies working on novel approaches. What do you believe distinguishes NE3107 from the rest?
NE3107 is a first-in-class molecule with a completely different mechanism of action that reduces inflammation at what is considered the central node. Since we believe inflammation is the starting point for many things that go wrong in the body, we believe we have a very unique asset to potentially address conditions that are inflammation-driven, of which several neurological and neurodegenerative disorders are. Right? So we think we have something that is very, very unique and differentiated.
All right, very good. Now, BIV-201 to treat ascites associates with cirrhosis of the liver is currently in a phase 2 clinical study. Would you now like to discuss with us the current developmental status of that drug?
Yes, ascites is an end-stage liver disease. And when you get to a state called refractory ascites, it is just a terrible situation where the life expectancy is very short. Mortality rate is more than 50% within the next 12 years of these patients. And we are now in the midst of a phase 2B trial assessing BIV-201 for the treatment of refractory ascites, and we expect to provide an update on this program by mid-year 2023.
Okay, well, just a couple more things. What near-term catalyst at BioV could be the biggest benefit to shareholders, would you say?
Well, we have a series of catalysts coming up in the next year. The first up will be the full presentation of our Parkinson's data at the International ADPD Conference in Sweden in late March. Then comes the readout from my BIV-201 trial in ascites. Then, of course, the readout that everyone is waiting for, the phase 3 trial for Alzheimer's, which is slated for third quarter 2023. So we have a really exciting year ahead.
Good, very good. And lastly, is there any non-public material information you'd like to announce for our distribution?
Well, Tony, thanks for the opportunity, but I think we are all out of news that we would like to announce at this point in time. It's been a busy year for us, and we're preparing for a busy year coming ahead.
Okay. Well, in closing, again, it's been our pleasure here at Traders News Source to interview with you, CEO Joe of BioV Incorporated. So we thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony, for your time and for having me with you today.
Have a good day.